Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal trial in New York has been underway for a week now, and this is the second week of this trial. This is a case in which the New York Attorney General has tried to silence pro-lifers peacefully gathering on a public sidewalk. We represent one of those pro-lifers. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the Director of Communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this Attorney General clearly is in the back pocket of Planned Parenthood. He is rabidly pro-abortion. He doesn't understand the First Amendment. In fact, in a public statement, he says that in America, we cannot have our own viewpoints. That is essentially his quote, that we are not able to have our own viewpoints, and that's his view. That means that he thinks he can censor pro-life viewpoints while allowing pro-abortion, pro-death viewpoints, when in fact that's exactly, Matt, what the First Amendment prohibits.
Well, that's right, viewpoint discrimination. And case precedent addresses viewpoint discrimination by name. He literally is saying that we cannot have our own viewpoints and express our own viewpoints and speak our own viewpoints in the United States. It turns logic, reason, the First Amendment on its head. The entire Constitution, he might as well just take a match to the United States Constitution. It's one of the most jaw-dropping, egregious things I've ever heard a public official say. And that would explain, I think, in large part, why the judge in this case has been highly skeptical, to say the least, of the state of New York's case, to the extent you want to call it that, in this egregious anti-First Amendment case.
Yeah, I mean, last year he had a press release where he publicly said, quote, "We are not a nation where you can choose your point of view," unquote, and that pro-life Christians, quote, "run their mouths" and "unlawful, un-American rhetoric." And he called Christians' efforts to counsel women considering abortion and to advocate for the rights of the unborn horrifying and illegal. I mean, this is a representative of New York.
Yeah, this is the Attorney General, the highest law enforcement officer of the state, filed this federal lawsuit, the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances law, against a number of pro-lifers. We represent one of those individuals who is a Christian. He's a teacher, and he actually uses his free time to go on public sidewalks and public venues around the area where he lives in New York to share the gospel, including this abortion clinic. Now, they tried to get him pinned down to say, "You're really trying to shut down the abortion clinic," and he would say, "No, my whole intent, my whole desire is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ." And they couldn't get him off of that, because that's what he does. He peacefully shares the gospel of Jesus Christ. He doesn't use bullhorns or magnification. Scott Fitchett Jr., pre-K teacher, he spends his Saturdays peacefully gathering on public property or public sidewalks where he has the right to be able to be.
And that's the important thing to emphasize here. We say he goes to this abortion clinic, but he doesn't go to a private abortion clinic. He is on public property in front of the abortion clinic, which is expressly protected speech by the First Amendment, and the courts have upheld that type of speech over and over and over again. And so really, this New York Attorney General, it is so egregious what he's doing. Frankly, Matt, as a law enforcement officer, this guy is a little mini tyrant. He has no business being the AG of any state.
No, in fact, now what we are in the middle of is a two-week trial in New York because of this frivolous lawsuit. We have notified the Attorney General that this lawsuit is frivolous. He knows it. He should know it. And his staff should know it based upon the discovery that has come forth so far. They have no facts, no law on which to bring this lawsuit against our client who peacefully gathers on a public sidewalk, except for this Attorney General's distorted view of the First Amendment that you cannot have your own viewpoint. There's no reason he would have ever brought this. He's so addicted to and supportive of the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic in this case, that he's lost objective assessment of the reality of this case. So we are in this two-week trial. Harry Mehet, And Roger Ganim, two of our Liberty Counsel attorneys, are there defending Scott Fitchett Jr. Certainly, they also will be there to help others as well, but our client specifically is Mr. Fitchett, who peacefully shares the gospel on public sidewalks. So we, at the end of the day, will ask this court not only to dismiss this case, but to hold this lawsuit in the way it should be, a frivolous lawsuit, meaning that a frivolous lawsuit brought by an attorney general requires that there be some kind of penalty. We're going to ask for an assessment of attorney's fees against this attorney general, against the state of New York, just like what we did in Palm Beach several years ago in Florida when the then attorney general, Eric Holder of the United States, brought this frivolous lawsuit against Susan Pine using the same federal law, FACE, trying to silence her in the same exact way that this New York attorney general is trying to silence our client here. And that judge in Florida found that it was frivolous and required the United States Department of Justice to pay over $100,000 in attorney's fees and costs.
And, you know, speaking of the judge previously at this hearing in New York at this case was not really impressed with the assistant attorney generals trying to use a Webster's definition of harassment in court as speech that annoys someone or which is not constitutionally or logically actionable to use that kind of definition in court. So the judge was not exactly impressed with that either.
No, she gave all kinds of hypotheticals, Matt.
I know.
Well, and she also said if annoying somebody else is the measure here of harassment, she told the AG's office, aren't you in danger of annoying me right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the judge asked if a person followed a patient down the sidewalk politely repeating, you should consider keeping your baby, would that be harassment? What if the protester stayed 3 feet away from the patient? What if someone followed you down the street repeatedly telling you that they liked your haircut? Would that be harassment? She basically asked a lot of hypotheticals. The fact is, the fact that someone is annoyed, and that's what they were arguing, that annoying speech is not protected by the First Amendment. The fact that somebody is offended or annoyed by someone's speech is not a basis for censoring it.
Right.
In fact, the First Amendment only works when it protects speech with which the hearer does not agree. If the hearer had the right to make your speech permissible or impermissible, then you'd have a heckler's veto. The person who doesn't want to hear it could veto that. Like, for example, a labor picketing. The employer could simply say, that's annoying for me to have these employees out there picketing on the public sidewalk. Stop it. Or if someone wanted to picket what was going on at Target and they wanted to be out in front of the public sidewalk and picket the fact that Target and now Walgreens allows men to use the women's restroom. If they would say, that's annoying, that has to stop. That's not the constitutional principle. The First Amendment only works when it protects speech with which someone disagrees.
Right.
I'm sure Martin Luther King Jr. in the civil rights marches through Washington in the 1960s, there were a lot of people annoyed by that exercise of free speech. Using this attorney general's so-called measure, they would have shut down any of Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech.
Yes, certainly the white supremacists would be annoyed. They would be offended, but they didn't have the right to shut him down. In fact, he had a constitutional right to appear in public, on sidewalks, in public parks, on streets with a parade. You can't just simply shut down a parade because you don't like the message of that parade.
Right. It's a freedom that we have in this country that our founders fought for.
But apparently this attorney general in New York doesn't seem to understand that.
He doesn't get that.
And that's why he ultimately brought this suit, but that's exactly why it's frivolous. He and so many others, like Attorney General Eric Holder, the former Attorney General under the Obama administration, just assume that they will silence these pro-lifers and Christians and these viewpoints that they don't like by trying to bully them with a federal lawsuit. But it didn't happen in Susan Pine's case, and it's not going to happen in this case with our client. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your regular financial support. This is an expensive case. We've been involved in this case, putting in many, many hours and many flights and travel to New York to defend our client. And now this two-week trial, without your financial support, we couldn't be there for our clients to protect Christian viewpoints and pro-life speech. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.